This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine attacked occupied Melitopol in the country's southeast on Saturday evening. The Russian-installed and exiled Ukrainian authorities of the strategically located city said. The pro-Moscow authority said a missile attack killed two people and wounded 10, while the exiled mayor said scores of so-called invaders were killed. Russia's defense ministry on Sunday said its air defense forces had shot down 5 rockets in the past 24 hours near the cities of Donetsk and Melitopol. Ukraine's president says Russian strikes by Iranian drones left Odessa in the dark, knocking out power to 1.5 million people on Saturday, VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Since October, Moscow has been targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure with large waves of missile and drone strikes. Kyiv says Russia has launched hundreds of Iranian-made drones at targets in Ukraine and describes the attacks as war crimes due to their devastating effect on civilian life. Moscow claims they are militarily legitimate. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Pope Francis on Sunday offered his prayers for peace in South Sudan after fighting between rival groups of youths in remote parts of South Sudan's Upper Nile State has spread into a camp housing people displaced by the violence. The violence in the Upper Nile State, which started in August, has killed an unknown number of people and displaced just over 9,000, some of whom are hiding in swamps, United Nations agencies said on Wednesday. Violence is rampant in parts of South Sudan where clashes triggered by local disputes over cattle grazing areas, water cultivation grounds, and other resources often turn deadly. This is VOA News. Facing a surge in COVID-19 cases, China is setting up more intensive care facilities and trying to strengthen hospitals as Beijing rolls back antivirus controls that confined millions of people to their homes, crushed economic growth, and set off protests. President Xi Jinping's government is still officially committed to stopping virus transmission, the last major country to try, but the latest move suggests the ruling Communist Party will tolerate more cases without quarantines or shutting down travel or businesses as it winds down its zero COVID strategy. A Tokyo company aimed for the moon with its own private lander Sunday, blasting off atop a SpaceX rocket. VOA's Steve Miller has the details.
3, 2, 1.
It will take nearly 5 months for the lander and its experiments to reach the moon. By contrast, NASA's Orion crew capsule with test dummies took 5 days to reach the moon last month. The lander, built by iSpace, will aim for the Atlas crater in the northeastern section of the moon's near side, more than 87 kilometers across and just over 2 kilometers deep. A rover from the United Arab Emirates is also making the trip. Named Rashid after Dubai's royal family, it weighs just 10 kilograms and will operate on the surface for about 10 days. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Australian scientists have discovered a deep ocean shark's graveyard containing the fossilized teeth of the ancient ancestor of the megalodon shark. Phil Mercer reports they've also found a new species of shark.
The discoveries were made across 2 expeditions on the research vessel Investigator, which is operated by Australia's National Science Agency, the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organisation, or the CSIRO. At depths of more than 5 kilometres, researchers have recovered remnants. Known relative to the mighty megalodon. It's considered to have been one of the most powerful predators ever, but it died out about 3.5 million years ago. Phil Mercer for VOA News.
A son of Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif has returned home after 4 years in London to face corruption charges that were filed against him in 2020. Suleiman Shahbaz reached Islamabad early Sunday and then took a flight to his hometown of Lahore after meeting with his father at the Prime Minister's residence. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.